looking forward to seeing the most action in preseason, getting the timing down with everybody.
Yeah, I mean, this you know, it's a necessary evil, really, because the preseason doesn't matter, doesn't count, but you obviously have to do it to get yourself in football shape, to get as many reps as you can in a row and hopefully some long sustained drives that get your heart rate up and you're breathing a little bit to get ready for the first game. And, you know, we looked good last week. We want to just continue on that trend.
The offense really has clicked well. I mean, past years, it was a bit of a struggle getting going. This year, not.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the turnovers the first game we didn't like, so we shored that up last week. And, you know, we're doing well in third down, which was a big concern for us this offseason. And we got better in the red zone last week. So, I mean, you're never going to have the perfect everything, perfect game. I mean, we'd like to, but it's what we're aiming for. So there's always something you can improve on. We've had, you know, some mental assignments each game. And, you know, Rico's been stressing to try to go in and know your game plan and not have those. Because when we don't make mistakes, we're very good.
Added challenge for you guys this week, considering they've probably seen a lot of your offense in practice too.
It's both ways. I mean, we know what we know what Coops is running over there too on offense. So he's seen our defense a lot though. But you know, it's going to be fun. You know, I'm excited for Coops. He's well deserving to be a head coach, and it'll be fun to see him on the sideline. You know, being the head man, being in charge. So it's going to be a fun game.
What did he mean to your career?
He did a lot for me. And obviously, just key in getting me here, and then teaching me a lot about the game, making it fun for me, making it enjoyable. And I miss him a lot, but we got Dinger in here doing a good job, and I still running the same system, which is nice. Been through a lot of coaches, and it's nice to not have to change the system when you lose one like I did in the past in Arizona. So it was nice. It's nice to do the same system and have some new stuff from Dinger.
Do you have an opinion who's going to be the number three receiver?
I don't know. Whoever steps up. I mean, it's still a couple games left. So, as far as saying who's got the edge now, I'm not going to say that. But, I mean, it's an open race right now. So, guys are competing, and it's been fun to watch.
Thanks, Jake. You guys good?
Thank you.